At the August 17th Pocahontas County Commission meeting, George Carrico of the West Virginia Brownfields Assistance Center and Derek Hancock of the West Virginia DEP Environmental Remediation briefed the Pocahontas County Commissioners about their preliminary environmental assessment of the East Fork Industrial Park in Frank. That assessment showed that the site has some residual environmental contamination in the soil and in the groundwater. However, the contamination is at a low level. Carrico said that getting the site cleaned up to where it can be safely used for industrial purposes would still require a lot of work and expense. He said the least expensive option would appear to be leaving the soil contamination in place by capping it with 2 feet or so of clean soil and enrolling the site in the West Virginia DEP's voluntary remediation program. If that is done and the asbestos is removed from the old building materials at the site, they can possibly obtain a certificate from the DEP stating that the site is safe for industrial use. Even then, there would have to be restrictions placed in the deed that no potable water wells can be drilled there and no residential development can be done there. To pay for all the sampling wells that will have to be drilled as part of this process, as well as for the services of environmental experts, the county can apply for a federal EPA cleanup grant, but these are very competitive grants. Despite that, Carrico feels the county would have a 50% chance of receiving such a grant. He would provide some advice with the grant application, and Ruthanna Beasley of the Greenbrier Valley Economic Development Corporation also offered their assistance with the application. The commissioners voted to move forward with this application, which would be due in November. Grant awards would be announced in May of 2022, but the funds would not be available for use until October 1 of 2022. Kara Rose of the Convention and Visitors Bureau told the commissioners that the past fiscal year's hotel-motel tax revenues were $2.2 million, the highest ever collected during a fiscal year. The commissioners put off making any decision about a contested request to remove an estate representative until their next meeting. Frontier Communications representatives Melvin Hunter and Anthony Rome once again appeared before the commissioners seeking to sell them a maintenance and service program for the courthouse telephone system. They offered either a 1-year, 3-year, or 5-year contract with deep discounts for the longer multi-year contracts. The commissioners and several people in attendance pointed out just how unresponsive Frontier has been in responding to the outages among residents and businesses and questioned whether Frontier would be just as unresponsive to the county under any maintenance and service contract. Commissioner John Rubinsky suggested that Frontier offer the county a 1-year trial contract at the same yearly rate as a 5-year contract to see just how responsive Frontier would be. He said if the response times during the trial year are 4 hours or less, as promised, the commission would consider a longer contract. Hunter and Rome said they would need to get that approved from higher up in the company, so the decision was once again tabled to the next meeting. There was a discussion of the proposed courthouse annex project. Commission President Helmick said they need to bring Susan Pierce from the state to a meeting to discuss ways to remove the historic landmark status of the jailer's house so that the jail can be demolished to make way for the annex. Helmick also said that some people question the need for an annex since the county population is not growing, but it is needed because, quote, maybe the population doesn't grow, but the government does, said Helmick. Finally, the commissioners voted to accept option number 2 of the Greenbrier Conservation District's plan to stabilize the East Fork stream bank, which involves installing riprap stone and tow wood at a cost of about $30,000. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.